Are you looking for new books to read? Do you like finding a new special author? Are you tired of the same old books from the same old authors? Well then, welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where you can hear from fantastic new authors. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have worked hard to write great new books. Hear about their book and why you should check it out. So sit back and listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
All right. Hey, welcome to episode 51. I hope everyone enjoyed the special episode last week with Jay Thorne. I do have more of those coming up. Today's episode is even a little more different. This time, instead of talking to an author in any capacity, I am talking to a reader, somebody who likes to read books, somebody who reads a lot. And this reader I chose for the first episode like this because of his age. He is only 7 years old, and he's a big reader. He loves reading. In fact, I have gotten him some Classics Illustrated comic books, and I also got him some Big Little books, which are also classics, but with lots of pictures and kind of an abridged version. He did ask his grandpa if they could get War and Peace because he wanted to read War and Peace. Now, I don't think he really knew what he was getting into there. And I know his grandpa sure didn't want to wade through 1500 pages or whatever it is. But I find it very cute that he's excited to read and he likes to read these types of things and he's discovering reading. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him and try and find out a little bit more about his reading. It is a bit of a hectic, chaotic episode because Finn, being a young little boy, likes to run around and easily distracted. So hopefully we get something out of it. And if nothing else, we can enjoy a smile and a chuckle and remember those times with our kids or ourselves as young readers. So let me give you Finn. The other voices you hear are his grandma and grandpa. Hey, Finn.
Mom, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I knew about my cup. I've been knocking them down by.
We don't need to talk about the cup.
That's okay. The cool thing is we can edit this. So
I'm showing Papa a very something new.
Come here. Come here. We're going to talk?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. All right. Hey, Finn, I wanted to ask you some questions about your reading. Is that cool?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, first of all, tell us how old you are.
You have to tell him he can't see it.
You're six. And you like to read, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like reading comics, too.
You like reading comics,
like
too?
Like one up here.
What's your favorite thing that you like to read?
Comics about
comic
Donald
books.
Fred.
Do you have a lot of comics that you like to read?
Yeah.
Does Papa read to you also?
I read to him.
Oh, well, what are you reading to Papa?
Because I'm good at comics.
You are.
If I'm good at comic reading, I'll read about it.
So do you read Donald Duck to Papa?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah? What else have you read lately? Do you read any books or just comics?
You can't see you.
Yep.
Yep, mm-hmm. You read books? What books do you read?
Take the Football, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Creepy Perils Underwear and Creepy Carrot.
Creepy Carrot.
And there's some comics I like reading the best.
Like what?
Donald Duck, Merry Christmas, Black Beauty, and this kind of comic I like reading.
Okay. So did you read the Black Beauty comic book?
Yeah.
No?
Every kind of page there is on this comic.
Okay.
I'll read it.
Okay, great.
I'll read the comic. Walt Disney. Donald Duck, Merry Christmas.
What year was this comic made?
No.
78.
Awesome. It was been old in 90. It's born at 90.
1968. Wow.
Whoa. 1961.
Close enough.
I'll read.
Okay, read me some of it.
I hear one dark side Christmas in Duckburg. It always brings out the Taylor and you know who. Deck the halls with boughs, deck the halls with holly. La 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 la. Every year, Christmas does this to him and us. My auntie is. And with morning paper. Look, boys, here's my chance. A caroler contest in a truly musical holiday season. The Duckburg Glee Love Will award $1,000 to the winner of Best Caroler Contest.
Finn, how old are you? Did you say you were?
6 years
old. You read really good.
Donald, your voice. The king of the carolers. They will call me. He must have a tin ear. Nobody will ever convince him of that. His singing isn't musical.
Okay, hey, Finn, let me interrupt you for a second. Let me ask you a question. You said a while ago that you wanted to read War and Peace. Why? Where did you hear about that book, and why do you want to read it?
I learned about that on Happy New Year, Charlie Bear, and the Peanuts movie.
Oh, they talked about it there?
Uh-huh.
And you want to read it, huh?
Uh-huh. I want to read it. I was born.
Well, you
know, 1958.
Well, you know, that's a really, really big book. Doesn't that scare you to want to read something that big?
No. It's fun to read some books just like the one that Charlie Brown likes to read.
What other books have you finished? Did you get through a whole book before? Get to the end?
A lot.
like, name a couple books that you've read all the way through.
Creepy Carrot, Creepy Bear, Runaware.
So what's the Creepy Carrot story about?
It's a great pumpkin turtle bear. It's Finn? All about Jasper Rabbit.
And what'd he do?
Take carrots out of Crockett Hopper Field.
Okay. Did you
but
read?
What does he do with the creepy pair of underwear?
What does he do?
He started to dig. He made the hole so dark it can see a 100 years ago.
Wow.
He dropped the underwear into the deep hole already, and guess what?
So what are you reading? What do you want to read besides War and Peace? Something that you haven't read before. What else?
I'll go find them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's got a big stack of them over on the stairs.
The stairs has been booked.
So how long has he been reading, would you say?
Since he was 3 and a half.
And when you say since he was reading since he was 3 and a half, what was he reading at that age?
Dr. Seuss.
And could he figure out the words himself, or did you read it to him a couple times and then he started reading?
He started reading on his own.
What do you think caused him to start wanting to read and to read at such an accelerated pace?
I don't really know. He just, when he first started talking, his first words were his alphabet and his numbers. And he would sing like he had his leap pad tablet. And he would watch Scout and Friends from the Leap, I forget what they're called, Leapfrog or Leap Pad.
Right, yeah.
Cartoons. He would always sing the songs, and he knew his letter sounds. That was his big thing. His first songs he would sing were his letter sounds. I think he really learned from that.
And when he reads these books, is he really reading it? It's not just faking it, telling a story based on the pictures or anything.
No, he's reading it. And then he looks at the pictures.
Did he?
Because he likes to use expression when he reads.
Yes, I can tell that. He should look into doing audiobooks. Did he find something?
Okay, then come show Steve some of your books. I think one of his first books he was reading was it's not Screechers. What was that, Dr. Seuss one? Sneetches.
Oh, yes.
Sneetches and Hop on Pop were his first books he was reading.
You could always see Boss.
Well, no, you just have to show Cousin Steve a book that you want to start reading that you haven't read yet.
What do you have not read yet. Well, tell me what the titles are. What are all the titles that you have right now in front of you?
Lego City. History on the Lego Express. Please hurry, Mr. Clue says. To the taxi driver. He doesn't want to be late for his train today. Today, he's going on a much needed vacation.
So do you guys take them to the library very much?
The last time we were at the library was last February.
Oh, because of all the COVID stuff. Duh.
Yeah. We just started taking him to the library and then COVID hit.
Nice.
We were going to get him his library card, but Celeste wasn't with us. So we couldn't get him his library card and then everything shut down.
I can read this myself. Old McDonald's had a farm. David Cooperfield. This is a long book.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 5,799 pages long.
Wow, that must be War and Peace.
That ain't War and Peace.
Holding up here and having to see the book you want to start reading and jump right here.
David Cooperfield.
Oh, David Copperfield. Mm-hmm. Well, read me a page of that. I want to hear a page of that one, Finn.
This is a very long book.
Read a page.
Just read the first page.
Page one. About the author. Charles Dickens was born in 1812 in Portsea, England.
Portuguese.
England. He was the second child of eight in a family that moved free because of money problems. When Charles was 12, his father was thrown white and went to work in an institute for prison. The boy left the white and went to work in a warehouse. That's when Dickens became a newspaper man.
Well,
and reported law and parliamentary there's too many words on
it. Well, Finn, you read very well. When you do read that book, how about you let me know what it's all about? Is that a deal?
Mm-hmm. That's a deal.
Okay. When you get done, maybe by that time I'll have some more for you. That sound like a deal? All right.
Sure.
All right. Well, Finn, thank you for talking with me today about your reading. And it's really cool to see you reading so well. I want to see what else you get into in the next couple of years.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.
Bye, Finn.
Yeah.
You know, he does try to sound out the words, even though they are pretty big.
Yeah, and you guys weren't prompting him. He was really figuring them out and trying to figure them out.
Yeah.
That's
impressive. And then when we would sit and read, I forget what book, because it was one you got, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Me and him sat here and... He'd get the words, and you'd have to kind of coax him and help him a little bit, but most of the time it wasn't.
Nice. Well, that's great. I love that he's reading. I did some of the same stuff when I was young. My mom has stories. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, too.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.